Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it is that time of the week. A Fransky Friday right here on the Midday Show. Of course, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Off a Phillies win yesterday, a split out in Cincinnati. Now they head out west to take on the Padres tonight. Scott Fransky with us right now. How you doing, Scott?
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good, pretty good, Scott. So, Scott, talk a little bit about what Bryce Harper means to this clubhouse, man, because he came back from paternity leave. And he not went out the park. So talk about a little bit of what he means to this clubhouse.
Yeah, I mean, less about the clubhouse and just about the overall lineup, right? I think where Harper is concerned. I mean, he's obviously kind of the flagship of this team. There's no doubt about it. And he's your three-hole hitter, and he's your best player. He's certainly, without a doubt, your best offensive player. And you need him to do big things. And, you know, he's just – you know, whatever it is about Harp, he's just got that way about him, and those moments he doesn't miss too often. In those moments, and yesterday was just kind of another one. You know, it's the second time he's done that, coming off the paternity list and hitting a home run right away. So you know, obviously they needed it. Their lineup looks totally different with him in it, as opposed to with him, you know, not in it. It's just a totally different lineup.
Scott, it's not often that you could say that we're watching the best pitcher in all of baseball. Obviously, Steve Carlton for a time in Philadelphia held that title. Roy Halladay for a brief time held that title. Scott, I think that Zach Wheeler holds it right now. Do you think he's the best pitcher in baseball right now? And how? What is it like watching him where he back-to-back starts, one hit, and it didn't even feel like he had his very best stuff yesterday?
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of funny. I saw him. We were riding up on the same elevator last night, and I asked what he thought. You know, kind of like the last start against the White Sox. I don't know that he felt his best. I think he feels like he's better than what he showed. I think he's learning more and more how to be not just a you know, how to be a complete pitcher, how to use that splitter, which has been a really good new pitch for him. But I think there's still some, you know, just feeling it out and figuring out which situations he wants to use it. He is, you know, for me, he's on par with the, you know, the Halladays and, you know, when Lee was at his best or when Hamels was at his best in terms of, you know, in my time with the Phillies. He's the kind of guy that every time he starts, you think something special could happen. He has that kind of stuff. He has that kind of ability. His makeup is off the charts. If there's a better pitcher in baseball, I'd sure like to see it. He's as good as anybody in the game right now.
Scott, are we seeing the Alec Bohm breakout? You know, he's had a solid career. You know, first year he came up, he hit really well, and then the next 2 years a little more choppy, and we saw some steady progression. But right now, I mean, you look at his numbers and it's like, wow, I know he's in the midst of a hot streak. And if you're in the middle of a hot streak in April, it could look really good. But it just feels like he's hitting everything hard. He's walking almost as much as he's striking out. A pair of home runs last Friday night. What are you noticing with Alec? And do you think this may be that year it feels like the Phillies may have been waiting for?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think time will tell. You make a good point. When a guy gets really hot in April, the numbers get skewed. And it looks like an amazing kind of breakout season. And maybe that's what it's going to be. You know, this is a long season, and you know, obviously guys have a way of sort of playing to their track record. But the thing that you like, A, he's controlling the strike zone. Like you said, his walks are up. His strikeouts are down. He uses the whole field. He hits the ball where it's pitched. He understands situations. He understands how to just look at the scoreboard. And the scoreboard tells you all you ever need to know about what you're supposed to do when you go to the plate. You know, how many outs? Where are the runners? What's the score? What's the inning? Alec Boehm has a real acute understanding of that. You know, he said to us before in the past, you know, you get that runner on third with less than two outs. Even as a young kid in travel ball, and he said in the program that I was in, if you didn't drive that run in, you didn't play. And it doesn't always mean hitting a two-run homer, but sometimes it means hitting a sac fly or a little bleeder the other way or a ball into the gap and, you know, or whatever. I mean, the point is, you know, putting the bat on the ball and putting the ball in play and getting that run home. And I think he has an understanding of that. That sort of belies his years and his, you know, I guess, relative lack of experience with some other players.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, talking about the numbers getting skewed and this baseball season still fairly being young. So is this the point where – at what point should we start worrying about Nick Castellanos just a little bit? You know, he's hitting 177 now. So is this something that, you know, we just try to work – let him work his way through it? Or is this something that we should seriously be concerned about?
It's a great question. I don't know. I mean, he – you know, they're obviously pretty clearly – Rob Thompson is giving him a lot of rope to try to work his way out of it. And he's tried a lot of different things. He's hit anywhere from fourth down to seventh. I think he's tried to show confidence in him. He's certainly gone to bat for him, with the media in terms of supporting Nick and sort of being in his corner. And for a manager, I think that, you know, has a way to pay dividends long-term if, you know, see if he turns it around. I mean, they feel like there's little signs that maybe he's, you know, getting closer, but for me, I think you're getting to the point where you got to think about maybe giving him a breather, you know, mm-hmm. and giving him a time where he can maybe sit on the bench and recollect, you know, restart if you will. I think you're kind of getting to that point if you haven't already gotten there already, but again, this week, two lefties, no Harp, kind of hard to sit, you know, Castellanos mm-hmm. in the face of that. But, you know, the rest of this road trip, we might find a day where he's on the bench and getting a breather.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Scott Fransky with us on a Fransky Friday. Scott, I thought it was interesting, one of your pregame interviews with Rob Thompson this week. You guys were talking about Spencer Turnbull and the idea of him now likely headed to the bullpen with Taiwan Walker back. But when Rob was talking about the process to figure out if he is tired, how many innings will he have left, it didn't sound to me like it's a number, that they've changed the way that they view things now. And I sensed, it was just a sense, he didn't say this, that the door is now, it's still open that Turnbull could come back into the rotation, that he's probably going to leave for now. But maybe it's not set in stone that, oh, he didn't pitch much last year, so he doesn't have many innings left. And maybe if they want him to, he could come back in the rotation.
Yeah, I think that's certainly a possibility. You're not going to get through the season with five or six starters. I mean, if you do, you're incredibly lucky. So I don't think that it's a situation where he's, shut down and we don't see him again. I think there will be spots along the way. You know, you'll have a doubleheader here. You'll have, a game where somebody, got chased from the start early, or somebody gets hurt and needs to skip a start. They definitely keep a real long view, and you're right. They do that. They sort of analyze this totally differently now. And there's a lot of biomechanics involved, and they look at a lot of the analytical numbers that tell them in their mind when a guy is fatigued, and that he changes things with his delivery or his arm slot, or, spin rates change, velocity changes. So it's not a situation like it used to be where they just said, all right, well, he threw X number of innings last year, we'll give him, 10% more, 15% more this year. It's not like that anymore. Not in today's game. Not with all the, all the analytics and, it's a big part of the biomechanics field, I think, that the baseball is discovering.
Scott, Sir Anthony Dominguez was such a big part of this bullpen for years, and especially the playoff run in 2022, what he did with big outs. And it just feels like every time they put him in a spot this year, and even a lot last year, it's not the same. Do you think we're close to the point where we see less of him with leads like the other night, and more of him in low leverage spots until he figures it out again?
Yeah, I do. I think without a doubt his next outing is going to be one that's a lower leverage spot. And I think part of that is because Rob looks at it as though, hey, I want to get him a little bit of a soft landing, find him a place where he can, be comfortable and not be tense and worried about, giving up a one-run lead or something late in the game. I do think you're going to find kind of a soft landing for him. And I think, he's trying to change the grip on his slider a little bit. I don't know if that's had some effect on his fastball or not, but, the other night was off the charts, out of whack for Sir Anthony. I mean, he's struggled this year, but the other night looked even to a new level. I mean, you come out and throw two pitches to the backstop, that opens some eyes real quick. So I do think you're going to see him in lower leverage a little bit here in the near term until he's sort of right again.
Well, hopefully he gets right, because they could use him. And until then, I agree with that.
Him.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you're right. They have three or four guys you trust, but after that, the middle is kind of thin there. Scott, we always appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy this series at San Diego. Great pitching matchup tomorrow, and Walker Sunday, and a great weather trip, right? It's San Diego and then Los Angeles.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.